All right, today we are going to be talking about how to communicate more effectively. This was an interesting one that came up this week. My girlfriend was telling me about, I think she was listening to something on the radio, and it was a neuroscientist professor, and he was talking about communication and what the English language is really used for. And so the conversation went around, you know, the real purpose behind having language is to communicate. And that I think sometimes we forget that that's the primary purpose. The purpose of language, the purpose of writing, the purpose of speaking is not to try and get real creative, in a sense. And what they were talking about was the fact that often first-year university students communicate more effectively than the third and fourth-year students simply because they haven't tried to make their ideas too complex. Now, that's not to say that we don't want to have complex ideas, but what we want to be able to do is communicate those ideas more effectively. So I've been actually teaching this to some of my clients this week. We've been having some fun playing around with it. And the whole idea is, you know, are we just saying a bunch of things because we want to sound smart? And that's what I want you to ask yourself. And I look at my language and I start to wonder, you know, some of these complex ideas, can we simplify those? Can we say them in a way that is more meaningful, has more impact to our customers, to our clients, to our friends and family, rather than trying to complicate it with fancy language? And so the question I'll ask you is, are you able to, in what you're doing, do you explain complex ideas in a simple way, or do you mask mediocre ideas with complex language? Now, I don't want to make any judgments here, and I don't want to make assumptions, but that's the kind of the thought process I was having with my stuff this week. So as I was working with some of my clients, we're talking about sales, we're talking about, you know, look at the conversations you have. Look at what you're doing. Look at what you're saying to your customers. And are you using language that just makes no sense? I was talking to somebody earlier on Tuesday, and she said, yeah, we were talking about some of the things she does to open up some of her calls, and she said she uses the word protocol. And as soon as she said it, after we had this conversation, she goes, why the heck am I saying protocol? Nobody that I talk to ever uses the word protocol, but it just sounds smart. So we had a good laugh about that. And so we went back and forth. And so I've been working on that all this week. And the idea that I came up with was, can you explain what you're trying to explain in a way that a 13-year-old could understand it? And if you can, then you have a pretty good grasp of how to communicate. Now, I'm not saying... The other question came up on the flip side is, well, do we then sound more, do we sound less formal? Do we sound less professional? There's a fine balance between using language to impress people and using language to communicate. So if you need to explain something that's complex or a specific word will illustrate your point better, use those words, but don't just try and throw words in there for the sake of throwing words in there. And so I had a really good coffee meeting with a new friend of mine. We were talking about business and different ideas, really successful lady. And she was saying that her 13-year-old daughter is now on her third business, which is crazy. And so I said, wouldn't it be fun if I actually picked up the phone and did a sales call with her to see if the way that I talk about things actually makes sense to her as a 13-year-old. And she was saying that they did some workshops on brainstorming for this girl's business, and they were talking about reverse engineering the process. And so the girl said, well, I don't understand what that means. And they said, well, simply it's, you know, you want to get to an end point, and you're starting here, and we just need to figure out all the stuff in the middle. She goes, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. Well, that's what that's called, reverse engineering. So It was kind of the highlight of that point. I started to think, you know, in all the stuff that we say, can you make it simple? One of my clients, he does SEO consulting. So he said, you know, why can't you just tell people, I make your website do cool stuff and I make more of the right people find you? That makes more sense than all the other stuff we could say, right? And in selling, you know, what you're essentially doing, what I help people do is you've got the thing that you want other people to buy. They have money. Your job is to make sure that they understand how valuable your thing is and make sure that that's a fair trade. My stuff for your money. That's it. And we just repeat that more and more and more. So that's my challenge to you, is look at your emails, look at your conversations, even record yourself this week and ask yourself, Am I using language effectively to communicate, or am I using it to try and sound smart or mask a mediocre idea? Now, I want you to challenge yourself on that, because only you will know. And anything that you want to share with me, put them in the comments below. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys have. Talk to you soon.